It's summer, and George Gershwin's song, Summertime, from Porgy and Bess, is in the air again. The atmosphere of summertime is conjured up right away by its introduction. Just a few notes, but there you are. The funny thing is, though, that the atmosphere keeps changing, depending on whether it's summertime in the 1930s off the Carolina coast, where Gershwin wrote the song, or summertime in Woodstock, for example, where Janis Joplin sang it in 1969. Or anywhere else it turns up, which is absolutely everywhere. The song says summer. And the magic of it is that it says so many different summers, a hot urban summer, and a lazy rural southern summer, and so on, depending on who's doing it. And it says summer with the words, which are by DeBose Hayward, or even without them. At last count, there were 131 versions of Summertime, those on recording by musicians from Yasha Heifetz to Miles Davis. And add to those the unrecorded live performances of the song, and it shoots up well into the thousands. And thanks to a few recent reissues, you can explore readings of Summertime from every conceivable artist, era, and genre. Kathleen Battle. Ella Fitzgerald. And your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby. Don't you cry. Then there's this celebrated version by Miles Davis from the late 50s, when the jazz world started to re-examine Porgy and Bess, and especially Summertime. But I want to interrupt here to point out that Summertime consists of six notes. That's one of its mysteries. If you're playing it in the key of A minor, let's say, it uses these notes, E, C, D, B, G, A. So it's an incredibly simple melody, but think about it. Is there a melody remotely like it? All right, back to Summertime.
Summertime.
The Swingle Singers.
Jumping,
Paul Robeson,
and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich.
Lena Horne,
and your ma is good looking.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
And you'll take the sky.
Billie Holiday.
But till that morning, never nothing can harm you.
Gershwin set out to do something with Porgy and Bess. He said he wanted to invent a new style of opera, one that would cross musical lines. Porgy and Bess, as an opera, received mixed reviews in the 1930s, ran for 124 performances, not even enough to make up its original investment, and has remained somewhat controversial, even through a film version and several revivals. About Summertime, there is no controversy, however. How many songs can one think of that cross over so easily? How many six-note melodies have appealed so universally to musicians as a means of self-expression? With this one song, Gershwin did it. He put music above categories or artificial distinctions of any kind. It's a wild thing to have done with six notes.
Cause I just wouldn't let it do it. No, 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 no. Hush, baby, 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 baby. No, 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 you cry.
Thanks, George. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.